Hey folks, Rudy here, RPG Retrofit. I'm doing kind of what I do most days when I work on my lunch. If I'm not watching a show while I eat on my phone or really engrossed in a book or an audiobook, I'll usually print out or bring some modules that I have to read while I'm eating my lunch or, right after lunch, during my lunch break. And so today I got kind of excited because I'm looking at a module I picked up pretty recently from Skirples. It is the Magical Murder Mansion, and it is his Funhouse Dungeon module. And I really loved his sort of beginner to OSR style RPG adventure module, Temple of the Serpent Kings. That's a great adventure. And it sort of will like take beginning players and sort of show them all the sort of typical dungeon crawling tropes, but like with some good twists to it. And it's written really well, explaining to the DM like why these kind of puzzles work the way they do, why these kind of traps work the way they do. It's really cool. It's a great adventure. Pretty sure it's free. I know to get a print on demand version, it's you're paying like cost, like $2 or $3. But it's a great adventure. So then this is one of his more recent ones, and he's sort of doing the same thing. He said, I wanted to do a Funhouse Dungeon, but make it kind of fair. Not that it's easy by any means. It's not. But he's trying to make it make a little bit more sense than, like Tomb of Horrors, like stuff like that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And they're kind of like super devious and hard. This stuff, there's always kind of ways around a lot of these puzzles and traps and monsters. If you're smart, if you're a very smart, like savvy player, you can sort of get past most of this stuff, or at least, deal with it. But it's also really funny. It's just a funny adventure. There's some great, funny monsters in it. So one of the monsters I really liked is a gelatinous polyhedron. Let me read it really quick. It's found in a couple different areas in the mansion. So it's got 5 hit dice, 16 hit points. The appearance is like a jelly cube, prism, tetrahedron, etc. Sometimes transparent, sometimes pale green or pink. Voice silent or quiet, slurping while moving. It wants to move toward and digest food. Its morality, none. Intelligence, dumber than yeast. Armor, none. Healed by acid. Move half of normal. Morale 12. Damage on a hit. Target must save or be paralyzed. 1d6 rounds. The gelatinous polyhedron will roll over paralyzed targets and digest them, dealing d8 acid damage per round. It can cover up to 3 adjacent targets. So anyways, what I liked about it was visually, I can imagine if you're playing at the table and you've got your players mapping, when they see this thing, when this thing comes out, you put down an appropriate sort of die shape, a die on the map. And I think I'd make it even slower. I don't know what half movement would look like on a map. I think I'd make it really slow. And if the players decide to say, oh, screw it, this thing is just too hard to kill, or I don't want to deal with it right now, I'd let them sort of go along their way. But then I think I would keep track of time and like how fast it would be moving, so that when maybe they turn back down that hallway, boom, it would be like 6, inches further along the way towards them. Like it's going to be constantly sort of stalking them very slowly, but very insistently. And maybe even to the point where it sort of fills up the length, the size of a corridor. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And, so the way the mansion is sort of laid out is it's got like lots of loops, but if you turn a corner, oh crap, here comes that slow, jelly. Okay, that cuts off one of the loops, basically. And I like that. There's also this wrestling angel. It's just like a good-natured angel. Looks like your typical angel with the halo, the wings. But it wants to wrestle. And it will fight, hand-to-hand fight the characters. And it does like damage to their stats, to like their strength. And once it gets, reduces those things to 0, it'll sort of, be this big winner and descend to the heavens. It sounds like a really funny scene. Like, there's some quirks to it, like if they try to use weapons, the ways it'll react, and then that damage sort of comes back. It reverses, so it's not permanent damage. It just seems worse than it is. But it just sounds funny. I got to get this adventure to the table. It's for kind of mid-level characters, and it's rare that we start, you know, a game at mid-level. So I'll see if we can maybe find a system, maybe Black Hack, where we can roll up some people in the mid-range. Because a lot of these puzzles and monsters and stuff, you do got to have some flexibility. You know, you do have to have some good weapons, some different types of damage types. And a lot of times, first levels, it's not going to have a lot of variety to them. The other thing I've been reading during this lunch was Lady Blackbird by John Harper. I've read it a bunch of times, but I just really love the system that he came up with for this. And it seems a little bit like Fate, I guess. But anyways, Lady Blackbird, it's free. It's on his website. Just Google it. It comes with like set characters, and they've got a bunch of traits. And some of these things you can see he brought over to Blades in the Dark later. But it's like, if you need to overcome an obstacle, you find a trait that's appropriate, that gives you an extra die. You basically make a pool of D6s. So you start with one D6 all the time. Then say you're trying to break out of a jail. Okay, I'm going to use my like agility kind of trait. And then under each trait, there's a bunch of different tags. So like you'd pick any tags that sort of can be applied to this, and those give you each another D6. Then you roll a big pool of dice, and any four pluses count as a success. And you need to get, you know, a typical challenge rating would be like 3 successes to pass it. But it's just a really cool, like, what a great game. Lady Blackbird is so cool. It's like the characters have a lot of depth. He does that thing that you see in a lot of cool OSR products, where the world's sort of setting, the setting is in like the tables, the setting is in the stats, and then the traits. Like, he doesn't give you this big gazetteer for the world. There's like some info, and it's basically like the future, the Blades in the Dark world, like way in the future, but this is before he made Blades in the Dark. And it's very steampunky, kind of steampunk, but like Flash Gordon-esque. And it's just such a great, great package, you know? So if you never played Blades in the Dark, I'm sure most people have, but if you haven't, you got to go track it down, because it is a great one shot or a few shot. And you can just, you can't even really be that spoiled by it, because most of the encounters are just kind of these kind of vague, this could be a type of encounter that can happen in the game. And you're always sort of on this one mission. Lady Blackbird's trying to get somewhere. But there's so many ways that it can always like permutate, just, you know, just because players are all different, and things can just go any which way. It's rad. So those are my two lunchtime recommendations today. Magical Murder Mansion by Skirples, which is that wasn't free. That was a couple bucks on drive-through, and this printed it out. And then Lady Blackbird by John Harper. All right, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your lunch. I got to get back to work. I'll see you next time.